Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome Ashley Raven into the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
I am living the dream. How about you, girl?
Doing just fine, thank you.
I want to read to you something that Ashley wrote. She says, I can't cure cancer on my own, but I can run and raise money to try to improve the outcomes and experiences for cancer patients around the world. Ashley, I know you're 38 now, and you're getting ready to run a pretty amazing race for a wonderful cause, but can we go back to when you were 25 years old and you got diagnosed with cancer and what that was like?
It was really a fluke. I had a bad stomach bug that had me spike a fever of 104. My wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, said, okay, we're going to the ER. You know, they got my fever down, sent me home, and said, just check in with the GI doctor later this week, make sure it was really just a bug. I went to the GI doctor, and he said, yeah, it's absolutely just a bug, no issues. And at the end of the appointment, he was doing what doctors do, which is sort of, you know, randomly feel glands and things like that. And he said, oh, your thyroid's a little enlarged. Go get an ultrasound. It's probably nothing. I got an ultrasound and it showed a tumor or a nodule. And they said, it's probably nothing, but it's vascular and it has calcifications. Go get a biopsy. So I got a biopsy and it came back inconclusive. They said, it's probably nothing. Just let's take the right side out where the tumor is. So I had my first surgery. They re-biopsied it and it came back as cancer. I had a second surgery where they took the rest of my thyroid out. It also had cancer in it. So it was all really sort of a fluke.
And so that's why you're running for Dana-Farber?
I'm running in memory of my mom. In the same month that I was diagnosed with cancer, my mom was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, which is a very aggressive and challenging to treat breast cancer.
I'm so sorry.
I just want to say thank you for sharing your story and being so open about what you're going through right now.
I can't imagine what you have gone through, but I love that you're taking this, as so many people do, taking a loss, taking a painful memory and a moment and a challenge and turning it into something big by running 26.2 miles like it's no big deal. And you're going to do it in Germany. So really.
Yeah, I never thought I would run one full marathon. And then after my mom died, I signed up to run Boston for Dana-Farber. The thing that they don't tell you about this team is that it is big family. You really find purpose outside of just the training. Even though I never thought I'd run one marathon, I've run 5 Boston marathons for Dana-Farber, and I'm getting ready to run my 6th, which will be in Berlin.
So, Ashley, it says you have raised over $100,000 for cancer research, which is a jaw-dropping number and really speaks to what one motivated individual can really do. But like there's a fun fact of how you raise a lot of that money. Can you tell everybody?
As you know, there are a lot of people who run the Boston Marathon. And so as a fundraiser, it's important to try and find a unique way to fundraise. So 3 other Dana-Farber runners and I, in 2017, we started a band that is a charity cover band. My wife likes to say we are the best charity cover band in the Boston area. I like to remind her we're the only one. But yeah, so we have put on, I think, 6 sold-out shows, from Bill's Bar to Thunder Road to Sonia to the Burren. Our most recent one was at Deep Cut. We play everything you want to dance and scream sing to.
What's the name of the band?
The name of the band is Modesty Shorts. which, if you don't know, in Massachusetts, when you're training for Boston, it is cold, right? And you wear running tight while you're out running in frigid temperatures. Some people have, you know, anatomy that is not easily covered by running tights. It leaves very little to the imagination. And so they put their modesty shorts on over their running tights.
And for that,
so that's
we're grateful.
The band name.
What a delicate way of explaining that.
So, Ashley, yeah. If we want to get people that listen to the show to get involved, maybe to come see one of Modesty Shorts' shows or to donate to your run, how can we do that?
Yes. Well, you can find my fundraising page on the Dana-Farber website. I also believe you all are going to link it. Am I correct in
that?
You
are right.
Yes, that is
right. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
And we'll text it to people, too. If you want to text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234, we will text you a link directly to Ashley Raven's fundraising page.
Thank you. And as far as Modesty Shorts, yeah, you can find us on social media. If you look up Modesty Shorts on either Facebook or Instagram, we're there. We are hopefully having a show, I believe, on October 29th at Deep Cuts. We're talking to them right now. But definitely follow us and stay tuned because we're a really good time.
I bet
Ashley,
you are.
Thank you for coming on the show this morning and sharing your story with us. It's very empowering for sure. And now you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
All of Modesty Shorts.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Ashley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.